And I just noticed there's a new board, by the way. I apologize for the interruption. And very much like the old board, but newer and cleaner. And I just noticed that there was a feature that was activated, which says effects, which never been on before. And so I apologize. I don't know what effects were activated by that button being pressed, but I just turned it off. Perhaps someone will be kind enough to let me know if there's any auditory difference between what you just heard before my interruption and what you are hearing now. That might help me understand if there were any effects. And if so, how to make sure, well, I'll just make sure that button isn't pressed in the future. All right, continuing with Margaret Cheney. It's difficult to assess the current state of the BEAM weapons program because virtually everything about it is heavily classified. At the same time, the activities of the other nations in this area have been monitored carefully by agencies of the federal government. Indeed, the possibility of creating a family of particle beam weapons has been a subject of serious discussion in this country for at least the past 25 years. We learn from Margaret Cheney writing in 1980 or so. And then absolutely silence, disgust for the 25 years previous. And then absolutely silenced. And it is, in my opinion, says Margaret Cheney, of no little significance that as long ago as 1947, the Military Intelligence Service identified the writings about a particle beam among Tesla's scientific papers as being of extreme importance, quote unquote. Since he had no laboratory in the later years of his life, and Nikola died alone and emaciated in, I don't want to say in poverty. When you have, as he said, he thrived on his thoughts. And we have in our people's lexicon a different definition for that word. But nonetheless, he was always scrambling, begging for money, and in his later years was just barely getting by. Nikola died alone in his rooms in 1943, after which a large quantity of his papers disappeared from them. And we know where they ended up. I mean, this is, no one is misleading themselves about that. Tesla was unable to develop his ideas. But it says Margaret Cheney, but it is undeniable that he described in general terms half a century ago what may prove to be one of the main weapons of the space age. And to the end of his days, Tesla, the pacifist, hoped that such knowledge would be used not for war among Earthlings, but for interplanetary communication with our neighbors in space, of whose existence he felt certain. And that is from Tesla, Man Out of Time by Margaret Cheney. The power guys cannot but own their debt to Nikola for EMF weaponry generally, although they tell us all credit is due them for their development of laser weapons. And certainly their massively misanthropic schemes of raining death and destruction down upon us is solely the work of the global state statesman. As we said, lies and deception, and we must throw in destruction, is their only skill set.